In Matthew 12:32, Jesus says, I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven men. Webster's definition of blasphemy is the malicious distraction to degrade or make vile with slanderous language something sacred. And in verse 33, Jesus Christ confirms this by stating that whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither the world to come. Now this particular sin strikes terror into the hearts of men. Do you know what it is to blaspheme the Holy Ghost? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? The most serious sin in the Bible is the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, because the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven in this world, nor the world to come. And we know that if anyone has so much as one particle of sin charged against them when they stand before God, that they will be declared unclean and therefore cannot be admitted into the kingdom of heaven. So the last thing anyone wants is a sin which cannot be forgiven, period. Therefore, many Christians today are tormented because they believe that they may have committed the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit and thus be without forgiveness when they stand before God. So, let's investigate the circumstance which caused Jesus to bring up the subject about the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. It was in Matthew chapter 12. Jesus has just rebuked the Pharisees, and they sought to kill him. So, Jesus went his way and healed a man who was possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And now the man could see and speak. And when the Pharisees heard of it, they said, this fellow Jesus is casting out devils by the power of Satan. So Jesus responded to them saying that if devils are casting out devils, then how can their kingdom stand? But if I am casting out devils by the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. That's why I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Jesus said it was the work of the Spirit of God that caused the man to be released from the devil's possession. So whose work was it? It was the work of the Spirit of God. It was the Spirit of God's work. And the Bible calls the Spirit of God the Holy Spirit. And what is the definition of blasphemy? The definition of blasphemy is the malicious distraction to degrade or make vile with slanderous language something sacred. And the Pharisees were degrading the work of the Holy Spirit, making it vile by calling it the works of Satan, and thereby were speaking slanderously against the work of the Holy Spirit, thus committing the blasphemy. The messianic works that Jesus did were the works of the Spirit of God, he said. So, when the Pharisees said that the works of the Spirit of God were satanic, they were speaking against the Spirit of God, and thereby committed the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit under the old covenant of the law. Notice that I said under the old covenant of the law, for there is a difference between how the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit was committed under the law and how it is committed now under grace. For remember, when Jesus Christ was here, the Holy Spirit had not yet come, according to John 16:7 and 14:26. So when Jesus Christ was here, the Holy Spirit was upon him only, according to verse 18 in our text in Matthew chapter 12. For the Holy Spirit had not yet come. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after the ascension of Jesus Christ from the earth. So keep this in mind, that under the law, before the Spirit came, the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is similar, but not exact, to how it is committed today in our present dispensation of grace. I repeat, that under the law, before the Spirit came, the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is similar, but not exact, to how it is committed today under our present dispensation of grace, since the Spirit has arrived. Because no longer can anyone blaspheme the Holy Spirit by attributing the work of casting out demons to the devil. For now the casting out of demons is done by the power which is in the name of Jesus, and not as a messianic sign worked by the Holy Spirit of God when he rested upon Jesus. Remember that the Pharisees committed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when they denied the work of the Holy Spirit of God. I repeat, that we must keep in mind that the Pharisees committed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when they denied the work of the Spirit of God. And that is similar to how blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is committed today. The Pharisees committed the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when they denied the work of the Holy Spirit. And likewise today, people commit the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when they utterly deny the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. Now, you may be asking, what do you mean when you say that people commit blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when they utterly deny the work of the Holy Spirit in their life? If you are asking this question, recall to mind what the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit is. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit does not speak of himself. So please repeat after me. The Holy Spirit does not testify of himself. The Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. Thank you. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit was not sent to testify of himself, of how he can fill you or how he can give you spiritual gifts. Though he will give you these spiritual blessings as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. Nevertheless, according to Jesus, the major function of the Holy Spirit would not be to testify of himself, but to testify of Jesus. Jesus said in John 16:13, that when the Spirit is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, for he shall glorify me and testify of me. Those are the words of Jesus speaking of himself, according to John 15:27. Because Jesus Christ is the truth that the Spirit of God will be guiding you into. So the scripture makes it plain that the work of the Holy Spirit is to testify of Jesus, not himself, but Jesus. So you can now understand the earlier statement that as the Pharisees committed blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when they denied the work of the Holy Spirit, today, in like manner, people commit the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when they utterly deny the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. And what is the work of the Holy Spirit? But to testify of Jesus, that there is salvation in Jesus Christ for all those who believe in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of their sins. And when someone utterly denies that work of the Holy Spirit's testimony in their life, then they have committed the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit has not revealed himself to mankind in this dispensation of grace, so we don't know what he looks like or the color of his eyes or anything about him, except that he is part of the Godhead and a few of his attributes. So we can't rail at him or degrade him, per se, for we don't know that much about him. He just testifies of Jesus. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the revealer of the things of God, especially the salvation of God through Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit lives in believers today as the Spirit of Christ in our new creation. And we as Christians can grieve him by not letting him guide us into all truth. And as Christians, we can also quench the Holy Spirit when he gives us a word of testimony to speak, and we refuse to cooperate and speak it for him. Because he uses our mouth, that's how we quench the Spirit of God when we won't testify for him. Matthew 10:19. But only sinners can commit the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit by utterly rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to testify of Jesus Christ, that there is salvation through Jesus Christ if you believe that he died for your sins and rose again to justify you before God. Remember, people are not going to hell because they are bad, because many good humanitarians and moralistic, upstanding people that never committed murder, rape, or even stole a dime are going to hell. Nor are people going to hell because they sin, because Christians sin. The reason why anyone goes to hell is that they were a human being who did not accept salvation of God through Jesus Christ by accepting Christ as their Savior. By receiving and believing the Holy Spirit's testimony that Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago to pay for all their sins in their lifetime. And if they would believe in him, they would not perish but have everlasting life. And if a person rejects that testimony, whichever way they may hear it, they are on their way to utterly rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit in their life, which can save them from a devil's hell. The Holy Spirit is not to testify of himself, and he is not testifying of himself. For the work of the Holy Spirit is to testify of Jesus Christ. And people speak against the Holy Spirit by utterly rejecting his testimony of Jesus Christ throughout their entire lifetime. For the Holy Spirit speaks of salvation through Jesus Christ. And he will keep on testifying to you of Jesus until the day you die. For the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9:4, that as long as there is breath in your body, there is hope for you. And John 16:9 says that the Holy Spirit's job is to reprove people of sin who don't believe on Jesus, which simply means that he will show you that you are by nature a sinner, and therefore you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. And this is the reproof of the Holy Spirit to every sinner. And it is written that he who has been often reproved and still hardens himself, he shall be cut off without remedy. Proverbs 29:1. And death is the cutoff point spoken of here. If anyone dies still utterly rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit, they have committed the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, because the work of the Holy Ghost is to testify of the salvation of God through Jesus Christ. And if any person dies without receiving and believing the Holy Spirit's testimony to believe on Jesus, then that person is cut off without remedy, not having forgiveness in this world, neither the world to come. And they shall suffer the same fate as the devil and his angels. For he that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Mark 3:29. Because God cannot forgive man on any premise or for any reason except that they believed the Holy Spirit's testimony that Jesus Christ died for their sins and rose again. So in the day that you hear the Holy Spirit's voice, harden not your heart, for no man can come to Jesus except the Spirit draw him. And to die in the state of saying no against the Holy Ghost's offer to give you life through Jesus Christ is to speak against the Holy Spirit's testimony of Jesus to you, to your own destruction. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, or by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and avoid the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?